Mishnah is Mikvos, Shirta Zayin, continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Yutas Adar Hitov Shemem Hay, March 12, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
The Adat Meirim, we might have referenced such a thing. Not like in the Baltic Soil Centers. Achete di Tineyeli Kabul Tzreireis, Derech Tineyer, Lies, Posuach, Mideis Godi, Vein Pesres Amikre, Eloi Mikein, Chokak Bey, Chikak Liat, Kidei Kabul Tzreireis, Hamiakim, Hilu Hamayim, Uchshechokeku, Yulipseif Kobi Aire. Vahoye, Vahoye Olo, Teiras Kli, Kishahoyo Tosh, Hayamayim Oeibrim Bey, Shiyubi Mey, Upeisrim Esamike. You see, from the notion of the Rambam Nore, he says, Uchishokikei, Yulipseif Kobi Aire, Hoyo Vahoye Olo, because if it will be covered with the kokike, even with the base kibble, that's true, I mean. Even with the base kibble, it will not become shorter, because it doesn't have a shantele. So in order to be considered a clay kibble, a choshev kibbutz. So then it depends. Bishalei its kosher. If it was constructed for the purpose of retaining shaleitz, so its kosher. So. In other words, now, it was constructed for the purpose of retaining Tzchele Shaleitz. Of course, that goes without saying. But if the Tzinei Yavin Shaleitz, so then, even if it can be Mikabel, a culture of Tzcheles, so it's a Choshel Kele. Uvi Shalcheres reveals. We shall have a release. So he says, and he's saying here, and we shall have a sculpture. Even if it cannot be covered, a release. Just the mashu, and it's heres, so it's also considered as a kli choshev. We only release el b'shivrei. In other words, if it's a fragment of the kibbutz, so then, if it can be covered with these, so even the fragment of the kichas is considered the kichosha. But Mashein Kei, if it's not a fragment, if it's a full tele, non-broken tele, so the fact that it can be covered culture, so gives it a shem kichosha. Hoyu tzchiris nislach lechem nisichei peislim es hamikre. In other words, suppose it has a good, a base kibble, but the number of chips that keep on rolling in the good. So, since they are not stationary, the tzchiris, and they keep on moving around, so mainly it doesn't block the group. But suppose it has a group, a biskibble, and then you filled up the group with offal, with soil, so that blocks the group. So the group, the biskibble is still in it. You have a safe offal in your bash, it remains stationary. So mainly it cannot fill up, no water can fill up the glue, because it's blocked by the soil. So then there is no risky water. So then if water went through that layer, so it does become short. Caution. Now, sealing, Now this is dialogue. What you ask, but I give you the answer. Silly should salam the common become. The rocket in the emza, any pay sale, it we shall naturally come off. That's the aloha. In other words, suppose that it's in the air, it doesn't have a goal, but it is just open on both sides, without a goal. But in the middle it's wide, and at the ends, at the two ends, it's relatively narrow. So the male, because of that, even though it has no receptacle, it has no vestibule, but because of the relative width, you know, of being relatively wide in the middle and relatively narrow at the ends, so any trailings that will fall into it will be retained. Will be retained. Because at the end, near the mouth, it's very narrow. So you could say it's kind of like a kibbutz. And if water goes through that sinea, so it should be considered chol. So Rishi tells us it's not chol. Why? Because even though it has a kibbutz, but it wasn't constructed deliberately in order to retain tzeres. In order to retain tzeres. So why we construct it that way? I suppose in order that the water should go through the tzina slowly, not very fast. So because of that, they made it relatively wide in the middle and near the mouth narrow. Otherwise, you know, it will run through like a jet of water. Not slow. But the purpose of constructing the tzina that way was not in order to be kabbalistic. So in other words, it's a halacha that in order to become shol, it's not enough that it has to be skilled. It has to be constructed deliberately in order to become shol. Silly should sound become become. The halacha is in the emza. Any pencil with the shall nasal come up. Alright. Dra. Who shall harass the Hoshi Kui, Ellen Kinishly, the Stephen shall release. We all release our release, Ellen Shibri Ahares, Dr. Bifuheres, the Ahab Shemishba. Binon shigehe ashever marzik uviz. Agon chilosei atun kolshu choshikli. Bein alochet rabiz. Mischalchali, misgalgali, misheb miskin. Shainam Udokim, half of Bishan is Malaman, Elam is Namlin Ilich Delich, Loshin Batis Hauchel Amalko, Pinslin is Amitre, Elam is Batil Kibule, Yorad is Eichel is here, Pinsibule, off of the Yabash and became stationary, so it lacked the kid. So off on Yvad Nasim Udok became tight. Yofet, Ramayim Yehudim Olof. So it's not to be skibble anymore. Tavun Yuxilon Aale. Ve'erach Tvishen Eis Kosher. Ve'im kam be skibble. Silen Yitzili Olim Marzin Erg. In other words, they are synonyms. A pipe can be called in Hebrew Silen Yitzili Olim Marzin. Shuitzon mikam mikam, ubeis piyeso, umokim shamayim chnosimbe, umokim sheyerdim umeno mikhe, viroche ubeemtsa, afu hoche, loy hoshi, vikabore, kol zman shalui hokak, going to be tablets for this. In order to be considered a great kibbutz, you can have a shem kele. So the kibbutz has to be constructed deliberately. But if it's not constructed deliberately, so then it's not considered as a great kibbutz. Mishnah, Mayim Shuvim Umeikshomim Shemisau Lechotzeral Uviyuko Valmayim Samyoro. Suppose Mayim Shuvim was mixed up in the Chotzer together with the Shomis or on the steps of the cave. So we played in Akosha Kosha. Leben Apostel, Apostel, Mechzel, Mechzel, Apostel. In other words, that's the aloha of Amshochet. So Amshochet, according to this Mishnah, is only effective if it's minute. But if it's behube, it's not effective. And even if it's Mechzel or Mechzel, it's not effective. In other words, if you have Chofalet Somit Shomit, and then you test up, you had Mayim Shuvim, and it didn't come directly into it, but it was manipulated that it should glide into the mikveh, so then it's kosher. But suppose you had Chofalet Som, or even Chofsom, Shuvim, manipulated to run into the mikveh from the ground, you spill it on the ground, let's say 3 tefachim away from the border of the mikveh, and then it runs into the mikveh. Chofalet Som, so then it's not kosher. Emesai, bizman shemisalvim achalei agil lemikveh. Hoyu mikalchim b'sich hamayim. In your dua shenof of the shubim, in your dua shenof of the sechei, avoyim so mayim kshayim, achal yoha the sechei shlei shalubi mayim shubim kosher, mean lak posel. In other words, here you have the aloha, that once you have men so mayim shomim in the mikveh, then mayim shubim doesn't pass. But if you don't have men so mayim mikveh, if it's chosa kote, a mashu, less than himself, and then he will leave him shooting for him to the then it passes. There are. My shooting shame so many kids. And it's shown him like shaving, shame is out of the hot air, or if you call gumo, shamayim, that's a character. Shamayim is kapsim way. We are ma'alis hamor. And shom nimshechu v'yor v'mikveh. Im reiv na kosher. Kikein shechof alef som mehen. Mek shomim v'yites mayim shubim. Kosher. Hoyom kalkhim v'sech hamayim. Im yoduam. In your dua, shall you only mix out the amshoche? There are hotel, the uko, umalis hamor, elon nakilim atzmon, who you be calculating the hamid, the love posse, the gimu lugi my shooting pastry. כי שנופו למקווה שלא כדרך המשוכת. אבל דרך המשוכת עם פסלים עד שיהיה הורים מים שורים. אפילו המים שורים בפני עצמו שלמסעו בקשרים עם פסלים דרך המשוכת אל הדרוב. כמקווה שיש בי חופה לפסול מקשורים ממלא ביקטה וממשך לצייך לתסו מים שורים ולפני ממשך לצייך. The Hashocha means that if you don't spill it directly into the mikveh, but the spirit outside of me. You need to at a distance from me. What distance? Many Hashem say, Dimut Vachim Amor. Why? Because if it's less than Dimut Vachim, so because of Aloha of Lovut, it's considered as if you pour it directly, as it came in directly. So, the Mawe Mikate, Umam Shechu Zeichei Yuteso, so he spilled it, Mikve Sheyeshni Chpala Tzom Yishomi, Mawe Mikate, Umam Shechu Zeichei Yuteso, Mayim Shuvim Mikosha, Hoyo Yorei Mayim Sheyrim, Vichei Halor. Now there is a very big Chiddush in the Rav here. He says, "Atu ha'mayim shuvim b'fnei atzmo, shalom yisal b'bishir." Does the Mishnah, this Mishnah say, "Inside this man shalom yisal b'bishir, actually yagil mikve"? Doesn't that imply that the kamshochim is only effective if the mayim shuvim is misaring from the neshomim before it comes into the mikve? But if the neshomim rain in the mikveh, and then you pour mayim shuvim at a distance from the shore of the mikveh, and then it slowly glides into the mikveh, then it's like kosher. It has to be nisari before it comes in the mikveh. There's the kashtas haloshim. There's the kashtas haloshim of the mishnah. Inside this mansion is housing, actually like you, the mikveh. The answer is, there are two pshat in English. One pshat by the Shem, you'll see it in the Rashi, is that this Mishnah holds that Hamshochim is only affecting if the Mayim Shuvim is mixed up with Rov Neshomim before the Neshomim comes into the Mikveh. So when we come into the Mikveh, it's already in a state of Taurus. That's the Pashtas Haloshim Mishnah. But then there's an Arab Shah. That when the Mishnah says, in the side, this mansion is salving, actually, a gil mikveh. So the Mishnah wants to exclude the case where the Mayim Shuvim is poured in directly into him. So then it's like Hamshochet. Mishochem means that it spills at a distance from the mikveh. And then it glides in. But if it is poured in directly into the mikveh, then it's like Mishochem. Not that the Mishneh intends to exclude the case where it glides in slowly from the karke. But when it glides in by itself, not mixed with nature, that doesn't matter. That's the sheet of the Rambam of the Nora. That's why the Rambam of the Nora says, "Apilu ha'mayim shuvim b'fnei atzmon, shel yisalvu b'tsheir." This is the pshat, the Tesfes in Gemara, Daftil Beis says. So Tesfes Yomtev mentions the Roshim as the quote from Tesfes in Gemara, Daftil Beis. It's Daftil Zayin here in Yochim Beas, the first big line in the Tesfes Yomtev. V'nira diktonim salvu lafuke eche שהצינח שחופקי לצעיף קופי יהיה במקווה ולא ימשוך. כלימה, ניסה ולאו דווקא. ויאב גיבלי הרב כך נכון, שכוס הפויו מקלחים, שלא יודו למי כבר ימשוך, אלו נכיר עם עצמו, ולוי כוס הפתרישים הרש, שכוס הפשר ניסהו וחוצר, אלו מהלכים לפני עצמו. So according to the Rash Pshat, when the Mishnah says, in the side, this man should be sovereign to the human care, the Mishnah means that Hamshokh is only effective if the Mayim Shurim Hamshokhim become mixed up with Rod Mitshomim before they fall into the Mishnah. But if the Mayim Shurim Hamshokhim are Nimshach by themselves into the Mishnah, even though we have in the Mishnah already followed some Mitshomim, then Hamshokh is not kosher. That's the Rashi. But thesis in Murad Afidvei's Pshat, which means when Rishi says inside the mansion is army, that only when it comes in derech Hamshokh, but not in the Mayim Shurim, comes in directly into the mikveh, not derech Hamshokh from a distance, through a distance from the shore. And Rambam no, agrees with the Shita of Tesis. Mishnah. Hashiki shebisal. What is shekes? Shekes is an even chaluo shall spas hamayim ba'mayim nechnosim lo derecheir shebedeisno u'mashkin bo'abeis. So in other words, so the Mishnah is reference to a rock that in which a hole, in which there is a hole in a cat. And then, through that hole, water enters through the hole in the dafen of the rock. So water enters, and it's used to be mashkil beis. Now, since it is a rock that is mechuber to the karke, so maybe it doesn't mention kill it. Even though it was hollowed out, but what was hollowed out? A mechuba dekevach. So in Mele, it doesn't require a shenkel. A malin meno, maile nechatos. In other words, there is a locha nechatos. So in order to be malin nechatos, which could be used in the Hazoye Al-Gabit Mei Meis, so you have to be Malay Kele with Nechatus. Nechatus. What does Nechatus mean? Nechatus mean you pour Mayim Chayim on the Eifel of Paradume, the ashes of Paradume. That's Nechatus. So you have to do it in the Kele. There on the contrary, the Gabit show. So the fact that it was Nikele makes it possible. Rigabe, the fitness, in order to be adapted for Azoye on Gabit Mei Meisi, so then you have to be mazed dafke from Kele. If you are mazed from something that does not have Mishan Kele, so the Azoye is not good. So because the Torah says, that's in the parasha that we are reading the Shabbos, that he has to be mazeh from the kele. So if you fill up with the nechatos, you put the ashes of the paradume in that sheikh shebisela, which was hollowed out این خوبه که وکس دار سم میله سی کنم یوز فقط زویه هم کبید نیمیز بکنی در اون تلشن کهیله سم خوبه اینی ماله میمونه میخطوز بکنی یو هفت ماله میخطوز ماله میخطوز اینی کهیله دفکی به این کچین با این نیستی نیفه پاوالا مایم شدی سیخو مایم شدی سیخو So two things require healing. First of all, when you fill up the water from the mayo, you know, you have to pour water on the ashes of the paradum. So, first, you put the ashes of the paradum in kale. Then you take another kale, and you fill up water from the mayo, mayo high. Then you take that water and you pour it and the ether pot, and the ether pot. So Sheikhi Shemisela is not a kele, it's not hube. So you cannot fill up mayim chayim with the Sheikhi Shemisela, because you have to draw it into a kele, not into Sheikhi Shemisela, it's not a kele. And you cannot put in the ashes of the paragumo and the mayim shemisehu. על מים של זיכו. ואין חשוב הכלי, ואוכל מהירה בסלע מחובר, שחוקקי, ואפילו תולוש, שחיפרי וזיפוקקי, הויו ולהויו עולו, שבקוי בתולוש, אין חושי וכאלה. ואין אז ממנו, because you have to be מזה פעם כאלה, ואין צריך עוד סום לתפוס, נעלו דרנזלוח, That's all in the parasha that we are reading the Shabbos. So, if you have a kele, and the kele is in the nail of mess, so then it becomes tummy. It becomes tummy, except if the kele is tightly covered with a cover, you know, tightly covered. So it's so tightly covered that there is no cracks, no holes remaining. 100% tightly covered. That's called some possible. So if the kele is so tightly covered that there is no opening, in mash opening, then that kele, even though it was nail a mess, does not become tummy. In other words, but suppose you have it with hands, and you cover, let's say this is it with hands, and you cover it, but you don't tightly cover it. There are some cracks, openings, remaining. And then it is in a room where there is a mess, so then it becomes soft. Only if it is tightly covered, without any cracks, without any openings, so then it is protected against the tumor of the illness. So, what requires it on the puzzle? What requires it on the puzzle? It on the puzzle requires something that has a shem kele. So, if it is, even though it is covered, even though the mouth of the kele is covered, but it's not tightly covered, there are minute openings in the cover. Minute, very minute. So it's not nitzel mitunas illness. But if it's not kele, it's mechuber. Let's say it's Sheikhi Shemisela, then as long as the opening is less than the tetah, so it's not the opening. So that's it. It's the atomic process. All it needs in order not to be coupled to me is that the opening should be less than the tetah. Now there are. In Hibeil Ames, Matzeles al-Mashe Buseyeh, בקיסור Levat, the late Tzadik Pasuk, as long as the opening is less than the Seyachar, the Vishenoch Shiva Kui, and with the Bay of the Dudes, Shematzilin al Mashi Viseho, the Kislevat. Only something is a Shem Kele, it's a Kras, it's a Shem Kele, so then it's only Matzil al Mashi Viseho. It's matter of Mashiach B'Seicho if it has some post cover. Hoysakun, suppose it was a Torah to get in, Bechibo B'Si, and then you attach it with seed, with plaster, to the carpet. So, as long as it has a Shem Kuli Torah, so Mele, it has a Shem Kele. Malumbo, Mechatos, because it's a Kele. Mechachimbo, can put in the ashes of the Paragume. Mechachimbo, Mazinam, you can be Mazleam, Mei Mason, on the third day, and on the seventh day, because it has a Shem Kele. Even though right now it's a carriage, but since it had the Shem Kele, the Polish, so it continues to have the Shem Kele. It's the Chatzon Post, and in order to be needed to be protected against Tumas Sevonez, so only if the mouth was tightly covered, but if it wasn't tightly covered, so then it's not mitzvah to Masil Mes. Upisela is a sanin kre. In other words, if Mitzvah fell to death, killed, originally was told, and now it is stolen the car killed, so the water that dropped into the killer becomes short, because it is a killer, he told. From the Mato in Azad, the Yehilo in Kabul Mayim Koshe in Sheo. Suppose they in the ground, in the shrine of the Sheikhs, the Torah became the detached Sheikhs that was ultimately installed, but was originally Torah. Suppose that Sheikhs had the Nekev and the Shulayim in the ground of the Sheikhs, or in Atzat, or in the wall of the Sheikhs, the Nekev. Ve'ino yechelo v'kabel mayim kol sheheim is ksheyo. And if the Nekev is so low that beneath the Nekev, it couldn't keep any water. In other words, the Nekev is not very high up. It's very low, near the Shulayim. You see, here is the Shulayim, the Nekev. Oh, the Nekev is right here, not here. If, let's say, the Nekev is here, so below the Nekev, it could preserve water, so it's a vegetable. Below the Nekev, Mashenkin, if the Nekev is in the wall, very, very low, so it couldn't contain any water, because it's mamish near the ground of the Kele. So it's Ksheo, so it's not vegetable. But if the Nekev is high up, so a substantial quantity of water could be contained below the Nekev. So then it still has a Shem Kele. Below the Nekev, the portion of the Kele, below the Nekev has a Shem Kele. So if any water was contained, so then it's possible. When you hear the Kabbal Mayim, Kol Shem Mitzkshayor, V'chamo Yeh B'Nekev, Ishvifarasanei. Now, here there are two pshat in the Mishnah. One pshat is that the Chamo Yir B'Nekev has reference to the Reisha of the Mishnah. But because the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Mikvo Milmato Oyim Natsad Ben Yechilo Mikabel Mayim Kol Shein Tzkiro. So in Nekev in the Kelev, Milmato Oyim very low in the wall of the Kelev. Kashers the Kelev, so that any water that comes into the Kelev does not become cold. Because the Nekev is Maftia Lashem Kelev. So what kind of Nekev? So one pshat is that what kind of Nekev is Maftia Lashem Kelev from the Kelev? Only the Nekev is as large as Yishvarasanei. But suppose the Nekev is less than Yishvarasanei, then it's not Maftia Lashem Kelev. If it's not Maftia Lashem Kelev, so then the water that enters it, so become short. That's one pshat in the Mishnah. That it is reference to the Reish. It is reference to the Reish. When the Reish says, Nikvo Milmato, so is Ksheiro. So it only the Nekev is large enough like Yishvarasanei, but if the Nekev Milmato is less than Yishvarasanei, then it's not Mafkia Lashem Kelev. Mele, any water that comes into the Mikveh, so becomes short in spite of the Nekev. Now, Yishvarasanei means, if you take these two fingers and you use it in the diameter, see, and then you draw a circle along that. So that is Yishvarasanei. So if the Nekev is as large as Yishvarasanei, then it's Mafkia Lashem Kelev. But if the Nekev Milmato in the Shemayim is smaller than Yishvarasanei, so then it's not Mafkia Lashem Kelev. And any water that comes into that Kelev becomes short. But then there is another option, that the Chamoyir B'Nekev does not relate to the Reish. Because insofar as the Reish is concerned, the Reish deals with the soul of Mayim Shuvim. So, as far as becoming possible, a show is concerned, so any Nekev Milmato, no matter how minute it is, even if it is less than Shvasta, even if it's less than half of Shvasta, even if it's less than a third of Shvasta, even if it's less than a fourth of Shvasta, as long as it is Mishalayim, so the Mele, it could not preserve any water. Suppose you had a minute Nekev here. Could it keep any water? It will leak out. If you have a Nekev, let's say, here on top, in the wall, some Mele, so even though you have a Nekev, it could still preserve water beneath the Nekev. But if the Nekev is in Shemayim Mamish, or even the Deifen, but somewhere to the Shemayim, so then even with a small Nekev, it couldn't keep any water. So in Mele, it's not a Kleitibro. So even in Nekev Mashu, so the Shem Kleitibro is Boka. And any water that comes into the Sheikes does not become pure. But now the Mishnah is discussing another situation altogether. Suppose you have a mikveh here. You have a mikveh here. Here is the mikveh. This Mishnah is the mikveh. And then you have the kelah. And then you have the kelah. And the kelah is in contact with the mikveh. The mikveh has men saw. Mikshonah. And here you have the shakis. He told the shakis that was hollowed out. Was hollowed out. And then you filled up some mikshonah. Came into the shakis. In the hollowed out shakis. And there is a naked in the wall of the shakis, and through the naked, and that is close, is tangent. That shakis, that is a naked here, is tangent to the mikveh, and through the naked, water from the mikveh comes into the shakis, and the person who will be matvil. A small kid, I say small kid. He could be even himself, but then it would require a big shakis. But a small kid doesn't have to be a big shakis. Can be a small shakis. In the shakis, not in the mikveh. So there is a loche of il mikvois kishvi feras anei. So mele, since there is a nek kishvi feras anei, in the shakers, whether in the shrine of the shakers or in the wall of the shakers, and through that naked water is come from the mikveh, comes into the shakers, and from the shakers it runs into the mikveh. So the water in the shakers becomes immured with the water in the mikveh. So it will be great for us. You can be madly kele in the shakis. So in order to affect yield mikvahs, so that the shakis could be used to be madly kele in it, or let's say a human being, but then it would have to be a big shakis, so that the water in the shakis will cover the whole roof of the person. So if there is a naked Shvaras HaMeid in the Shekes, then it affects Eul Mikvois. So you can be Tevel in the Shekes too. You can be Magdil and Tevel in the Shekes too. But in the naked, in the Shekes, is less than Shvaras HaMeid, then it cannot integrate, be Me'arim, the Mayim in the Shekes with the Mayim in the Mikveh. Even though they are connected, because it will be poised, Shvaras HaMeid. So the size of Shvaras HaMeid is required in order to affect an Eulmi poised, so that you will be able to realize it through in the Shekes. But in order to be Machshir, the Shekes, so that water that goes in there for a moment does not become shown, you don't need a nekev as large as Shvaras HaMeid, but in a nekev machshir is mafkiel shakir. That's the other option. So there are two pshat in the Mishnah. Let's see how the Rav explains it. The Rav explains it like the first pshat. He says, V'chamo yehi b'nekev v'vachal yitiras pli shalom yivzil esam yitiv mitam shiveh. That it refers to the ratio, not that it starts discussing another din to be machshir the shakis, to realize the tefillah in the shakis itself. Kishishveras hanei, kishuvei sheviu shteitz bein shalyav hasmuchas legeru chizveiz bi'orbon, be Rebach, be Seychanekel. Om agar bildim seyre maise bi shei kasiyeyo. That was the name. Shehoi sobi Yerushalayi. Vehoi sobi kubo ki shifarasanei. Vehoi u kolatares shebi Yerushalayi nasi. That the Tila scaling that handled targets were used for tires were nidbal in the shades. According to the first shot, it means the killing were nidbal in the mikveh that was tangent to the shades. But the water came to the mikveh via the shades that had the naked Kishrasme. Bishonku Bishamai Upoksuo. Because according to Bishamai, in order to be Niyaro the Mikre, according to the second Bishamai, and in order to be Machshir the Shaykes, so that the water that runs through it, comes into it, does not become shoal. So a naked Kishrasane is not enough. But the major portion of the kale, of the shakes, has to be perforated. Shebishama yungi machi yufrisu ubo. But we still will say, as long as there is a naked Kishrasane, so the shakele is poka and it's kosher, so that water can run through it into the mikveh. Or, according to the second shot, it means you can be tevel in the shades. Now, shekes yeyu, kachos a mikveh, v'chotari shi Yerushalayim, נדבורים על גבו שמגיעים בסייכו ואיסי טארס ולא יהיו בשקס ממסו אלא מפרישולים הויו בצילו ומיישקס מסעבים בדרך נקף בשביל טארס אך שתפוח יסרומו אפילו יש לי נקף בשביל הסנאים ואילו מצד הסכוי עולה עד שתשאול עלינו as much as I would like to continue I can't
Shur Yud Zayin and Shur Yud Zayin Mishnahs Mikvahs by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Vav Adorei Tov Shin Mem Hei March 19th, 1985 on Tuesday.
But we didn't go over the Rash and the Rambam definition. So in the Rash we are up to Mishnah Beis. המניח תב לו תחת הצינייה אם יש בו מבט כל סיסטות רמת So Pisala Samyutra, we love in the Pisala Samyutra. Tahasatsineya, she covered with the Hokike, Kibi Parishis. Because if it is Hokike, with Saint Kabei, so then the water becomes fossil show as a result of passing through the Tzinah. Now, as far as the Rash is concerned, now the Rash says explicitly that the Tzinah that does not have the skibul, it does not pass the mind. So apparently, he assumes that the Tzinah itself has a groove to be covered serious. So it has a skibul. So then the question arose in the Rash mind, it should be shown without recourse to the Kele Tachasatzin, the Tavre Tachasatzin. Because of the Tzinah itself, because it is Kibu, so the Rash says no. As far as the Tzinah itself is concerned, it couldn't make it into mind shoot. Because even though it has a groove, it is Kibu, the Tzinah. So, but since it was covered with Hokike, so it never had the Shenkele. So, Nimele, he doesn't have the Shenkele, and the mind that passed through it do not have the of show. But the question is, maybe as a result of the mind passing on the tablet, so should become show. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. If it has wings, so then the tavla has a biskibul. If it has no wings, so the tavla has no biskibul, so it doesn't become shol. Tarachina shikun zeh holki parishis. Yiliach ha-tavla tachto lahamshich ha-mayim u-mikve. Pisoles sa-mikve. Dehavali mayim shuuri. Vuhudi yesh lasbos ma'abal of herself. So when the Mishnah says lasbos, it's in the plural sense. Lasbos. In the plural sense. In other words, not lasbas like lasbazazi. So lasbos can also be used in connection with many rims. Being sholish chokheis, if it has only rims on three sides, is a miskibul, because then it cannot preserve the mind. The mind will drip off through the open side that he is rimless. Umiter shaming himself a scaling illidagiklum. You cannot be midaik from per shaming himself a scaling. Diktone hakiri shepo per cheres tavlo she eilo lisbes. So one could be tempted to midaik she eilo lisbes implies, has the connotation, no rims at all. Then it's story. If eilo lisbes klar, Mashainkin, if it has any rims, even though it doesn't have four rims, so then it's Rikabutume. So that we couldn't be Nidayik. The Yochaname Kotone Atmeim Shedukheres, Tavro Sheyezbo Lisbes. And Lisbes means four Lisbes. There were all the necessary rims. So in other words, it cannot be Nidayik from the Russian of Inu Lisbes. Now, Hamiliach Tavro Takasatzinea, in the Evo Lisbes, it has rims, so it has a Bishibu, Pisalas Samitle. So the moment water passed through it, so Mele became show. The loving doesn't, if it has no rims, doesn't have four rims, so then in turn, Zok followed Biach, Binkach, Binkach. Binkach, Binkach. Is Eino. Even if it has forms, but if you set it up not there on the skibble, some melee, the water that passed through it does not become show. Now the Rash. So from Duach, Kiddish Nuach. Mit Nefe Shebo, in the Psalms of Mikve, King Lui Tanya to Derech Kabalos. Tanya to Tisette, Tavre Shemit no Tachasatzine El Deach, Vichin Kelim Shenoson Tachasatzine El Deach. Rishenim Rishenim, Huch Sheru, Rikabutumi. In other words, if that water fell on Pilis, so it becomes Mukhshal Kabutumi. But in order that Maimi should qualify, prepare a Nechal to be fit to be Kabutumi, so that Maimi has to be Nishlash Behotzi. Now here, since he put up the cover, let's say, under the tzinayah, in order that he should become rinsed with water, so the water that ran under tavleh was nishlash berotzei. So melech, that water that was nishlash berotzei, if it falls on Pilis, so is machshir the Pilis for Kabbalah Stumet. Shomu aboim zoa harilu kshay. Now he's mifores, he said. Pirish hukshavu likabu tume. Kelema rinofol apiris harilu mukshori. Di choshiv mashkel rotsi. Ki damunin ferkame de chum, da vikei ki karo akeisim, shuktu hakor. Shomu mem so harilu kshayrim litvila. Harilu kshayrim litvila.
Does
this mean
it's not show, even though
it makes the water? No, 1 second. It doesn't become show because the tavleh, even if it has wings, was set up in an erect position. So not there are kabaloso. So melee, the water that passed over the tavleh, so it does not become show. And suppose it passed over the tavleh and then it dripped down the mikveh, and then so is kosher literally. Alright. Hachetet b'tzineh. Now Mishne Gimel. Hachetet b'tzineh likabu tzchiris v'shaleitz kolshehu u'v'shal cheres chibis. So if he digs a groove in the tzineh to retain the chips, because usually in water you find some chips. Now he doesn't want the water to be mixed with chips. So he constructs a groove in the tzinea in order that the chips should fall into the groove and the water will run through like a filter. So achete b'tzina l'kabutzcheres b'shaleitz kosher. If it is a tzina shaleitz, so as long as the groove is capable of retaining a mashal tzireis, so it's considered a kibul choshes. Mashalim kin mishal cheres, if the tzineya is earthenware, so then only the groove is large enough to retain revis. But if it's very small to retain mashu, then it's not considered a biskibul hosh. Why should there be a distinction between the tina shalait and the tina shalchas? Monarchia, if any kibul that can retain a mashu is considered the hosh of a biskibul, so then even the shalchas, it should be considered a kibul. And if it has to be large enough to retain a substantial quantity, so even shalitz, why should there be a distinction between a pipe of eight and a tineir and a pipe of chas? Now the Mishnah Chereni, the Mifoshim, don't explain, but the Mishnah Chereni explained. Mishnah Chereni is very good. So he says pshat, you know. So the Mishachim says as follows. He says a tzina shaleitz is usually luket b'mlaki to hitne. So you see, cheres you cannot, you know, trim off the edges. You break, but eitz is very easy to trim off the edges. So it's relatively smooth. Since it has very few edges, a tina shalayut is very few edges, so even without it, the water will be able to pass through easily. But sometimes in water, on account of the edges, on account of the chips that might be in the water, so some water will not pass through so quickly. But if you make a small groove in the tzinaya, so then the water will be able to flow, to pass through readily, without any difficulty. So in Mele, even a small base kibbutz in a tzinaya shaleitz will fulfill a very important function. It will enable the water to pass readily. Masha'in ki tzinaya shalcheres, so it has many, many edges, so without a groove, so very little water will be able to pass through without chips. So in other words, in order to enable the tzinaya shalcheres to allow the water to pass through unmingled with chips, you have to construct a relatively substantial roof. What substantial roof? In other words, that it can retain airiness. This is how Mishnah Achreine explains it. All right. So, Achreine b'tzineya. Derech tzineya. Lies posuach mishnei zoni. Ben peisel es amikve. Elohim kin chokak miyat. Kin farshinon. Kan. Kin lirikabu tzreiz. המקפים יהיו חמי וכשחוק יקודו לבסעיף קובי היום ופיכי היי ציניה והוכן מיירה בפרק המיכרס הבית יחוק יקודו לבסעיף קובי יהוסום היינה שחוטת לקבות חרס ובשלכם because if it doesn't have this kibur so then even if it's hockey so ממילא. So he says, Ukshekhokki will say kobe aire. So that's why it passes the mayim meshuvim. Because it had a shem kibul betosh. Mashein kein, if it would have been kobe will say kobe kein, so then it would pass the mayim. And Shachodot HaKabot says, and Yishalcheres Chediz, the Rechoshit Kele B'pokas Merediz B'shalcheres. In other words, a relatively small kibbutz group does not fulfill an important function in Cheres, unless it is substantial. The way the Mishnah Chen makes them, the Avalgad, the Bidakim, Shachares, Hoshim, the Sichas, Cotton, Kivitnam, the Fair Pains, the Kiri. In other words, the Aloch is, and Avich Boris to me, that Kriheres, Shuti Kriheres is not the kind of thing. Nothing but the Aloch. Only a Kriheres and a Fair Pains skin. So the Mishnah Kiri says that the Dakim of Kriheres, the small kelim, the mini kelim in Kriheres, so is the kabul tume if the kibul is large enough to put in shemen, enough shemen to anoint the baby. How much shemen do you need to anoint the baby? Very little, much less than a rebbe's. So we see that if the kibul is large enough to contain a minute quantity of shemen, you see, to anoint a baby, so it's already considered a kibul choshe, and here we require that it should have a relatively larger tool. I mean, to preserve the reveals, that's much more than Sechas Chol. I suppose that reveals is probably 5 times as large as Kibbe Sechas Chol, or maybe more. So there's a kasha. So he says, Tinknam Chadid Kelim, Bishir Kelim, Nam Shom, Melugat Sober Vis. Now, the halacha is that a shiva b'cheres can also be mikabutume, as long as it's capable of doing milachim of Hashem. In other words, suppose you have a clay cheres that is used, you know, for drinking water, to keep mash, and suppose that clay cheres broke into 2 fragments, and each fragment is capable to contain a quantity of water, so it still is in lachon of Hashenu. So even though it's a fragment of a kele, but inasmuch as the fragment is large enough to fulfill the original function of the unbroken kele, except that the original kele, the unbroken kele, so you could keep in a larger quantity of water. Now that you have a fragment of the kele, you can only keep in it a relatively small quantity of water. But it still is in the lachon of Hashenu, so merely even the shivah you have is mekabotum. That's it. Our. So the question is, what is considered in the lachon of Hashenu? So it varies from kele to kele. In other words, So the larger the original unbroken kele, the larger the fragment of the kele, in order to be considered Eisa Melachim of the kele. So the Mishnah says, Miluv Atzo Berviz, if the original unbroken kele was as large as the loop, or larger than the loop, up to a saw. So the fragment of that original kele, in order to be kabul tume, has to be capable of containing the release. So what does the Mishnah say? So the Mishnah in Kele says that even though a full kele, unbroken kele, does not have to be large enough to contain the release, and even if it contains so it's considered the chosher kele, but a fragment of the kele can only be considered as a kele if it can contain eribis. Now the question is, what kind of teretz is it here on the kasher teretz? If the Mishnah had discussed a fragment of the teretz, and the Mishnah would say that a fragment of the Kikrechares is makes the mind that enter into it into show, if it is large enough to contain everything, then the Rash would be a problem, and with that meaning. But the Mishneh mentions that on the coming, the Mishneh mentions the shiur of the bees in respect to an unbroken. It is Rabbi Yehesi who says, Ad Bishal Cheres Kol Shom, Liomu Revis Al Bishiva Yehesi. But the Rash is explaining Tanakam and not Rabbi Yehesi's member. Rabbi Yehesi, against Rabbi Yehesi's member, we have no kasha and no difficulty. So what kind of interpretation do we have? Now, the Rash, in the case of Kelly, raises the same question. The Stira between the Mishnah and the base of Kelim that says that the size of the kibul in the Kriheres is all the kabul in the Sichas Chotos, which is much less than it is. And here it says that the size of a kibul in the Kriheres is that it should be large enough to be kabul in the Isol there is a stair. So he says, he gives another text. He says Here the Mishnah talks of the kibul for the purpose of retaining chicks. So in other words, where the kibul is made for the purpose of preserving liquids, fluids, so then as long as it is large enough to contain sichas cotton, even though it's not large enough to contain what it is, so it's a kibul choshev. Mashinkin, here we are talking of a kibul that was deliberately constructed in order to be covered chips. So chips mashu is not a kibul choshev, but only if it is large enough to contain what it is. So even though the kibul was constructed for the purpose of being kibul chips, but it is so large that it can preserve the viz water, so even the kibul for chips is considered a kibul. That's what the Rash says in Perbeza Kelim. That is very logical, very reasonable. But the Rash Teretz here doesn't even make sense on the surface. Because here we are not talking of Yeshiva Kele, here we are talking of a whole unbroken Kele. So there the Shio is not large enough to contain the Viz. That's only in respect to a fragment. This is what Rabbeinu says. But we are discussing the Tanakhama's view, not Rabbeinu. But I think, so yes, there is a Kele-ness that Kashi against the Rash. In other words, there is a twofold difficulty in the Rash. First of all, there is an inconsistency, there is a variance between the Teretz the Rash gives here and the Teretz the Rash gives in the phase of healing. And then, what's the pshat in the Teretz? The Teretz in there makes good sense. But I think that the Rash here also means the same Teretz as over there. He means that here it has to be a relatively large kibul group because the purpose of the kibul was to be covered cheap spheres, not to be covered fluids. So, we covered fluids. But he wants to explain why the viz? So he's mentioning an example that we see large enough to be covered with viz is mentioned in connection with the shivaji. So mele the same shio applies in a non-broken kele where the purpose is to be covered. But he really means the same teretz that the Rash mentions in Perek Beis of Kele. So they don't stick to the groove, so it doesn't block the groove, because it keeps on shaking. Dovadlum headache, something that doesn't stick and shakes. Shy of the Russian is Halachim. Kaid Nam Misachas Kirin, Perjud, Nikufas Achovies, Ham Hulchelis. Veinim ishmetes, Roshim bat ischal chal amalko. Rabbi Tzester amalko was shaking, was trembling. So we see ischal chal means shake. So as long as the tzreiris or any object doesn't stick, some melee doesn't block the kibul. But if it's a fall that sticks and doesn't shake, some melee the kibul is blocked. Because since it doesn't stick, they keep on shaking from one side to the other. So mele, the kibul was not misbatil, was not black. But suppose you have offal and the offal sticks, it doesn't move, so then the kibul is black, it's misbatil. The yelbash kavua umihudek Yofe, Silein, Shu Tsar Mikan, בירוכת מן האמצע, עם פייסר, מפני שלא נעשה לי קבולת. מפני שלא נעשה לי קבולת. So suppose you have, a tine that on top and at the bottom it's relatively wide, and in the middle it's relatively narrow. So because of that, it retains something. It retains something. So melee, even though it serves as a kibble, but since it wasn't constructed, that way in order to retain, so melee, it does not have the halei shem biskibble. In other words, what halacha is mentioned in this mission? A very basic halacha. A very basic halacha. That even if something has a kibble, but if the kibble was not deliberately constructed for the purpose of being capable of retaining and preserving certain objects, so then it does not have the halei shem clinking. That's the gabi kabbalas tumah. In other words, you have certain natural objects. You have certain poles that are that naturally have a biskibul. But it wasn't done with the yoron, so mele then apitabu tumah. And you can use these poles as schach on the sukkah. Because since it wasn't deliberately constructed for the purpose of being mikabel, so mele it's not mikabel tumah. That's this halacha. Now the Rambam, so mele the mind doesn't become shoul either. The mind doesn't become shoul either. All right. Mipni shoul nasale kabot. Sile in tine chopik. Umitzilas, umitzilas hamayi malgabo, umiloshin umitzilo nasi, taal umeirach kvish, tso mikano mikano, umoki umitzilas hamayi umutso, dahayne umoki pi, yirochen beemza, hafu yirochen lichoshet mikabole, kol zman yirochan bei yikabu yisrael. And here, the tine was constructed that way. But not for the purpose of preserving anything, but for the purpose of preventing a too festive flow, you know. All right. Now, Mishnah. Mayim shubim umeichomim shenisaru nachotze uviyukok. The Almighty is Hamal Noho. So suppose Mayim Shubim and Mitshomi were on Sao the Hotel. Ubiuko. Uko is a small pit near a big bay. The Almighty is Hamoro. On the steps of the cave, in other words, and inside the cave, there is a mikveh. You see, let's say the uko is a small pit adjacent to a big bay. In the big bay, there is a mikveh, and then some water accumulated in the small pit adjacent. Adjacent the small cavity, adjacent to the big bear, and then it glided down into the bear, or it glided down from the chotzer into the bear, or from the steps into the cave. In raving a kosher, kosher, in raving a postal, postal. So what Din is mentioned in this Mishnah? That hamshoche is only good if it's in the mute of the Memsor. But the rov of the Memsor, I'm sure hell is not good. In other words, if you have Mitshomim of Aleph Sor in the Mitzvah, and then yuhel yutesa long kam yin fu am shachas hotoki. But the Russian hamishni is if the make shomim and the mayim shuvim were commingled in the chotzer, and then the mixture, the total of the mixture, so glided down into the mikveh. So there was itarubes before they came into the mikveh, the itarubes of the mitshamim and mayim, and the rov was of mitshamim, and then the totality of that mixture passed down to the mikveh. So then it's okay. So there are some Rishonim who say that according to the Tanya of this Mishneh, Hamshocha Yudin Yutei is only effective if it's Nisarei with the Mishomim before they come to me. But suppose the Yud, the Teso, comes into a Mishneh that already has Hofalef so Mishomim, then Hamshocha is not effective, according to the Tanya of this Mishneh. But some Rishonim, as I mentioned last week, they explain the Mishnah differently. That it doesn't make any difference whether it's Misari in the Chotzer before they come into the Mikveh, or a Miut comes into the Mikveh, Derech Hamshach. So, Im Revin HaKosha Kosha, Im Revin HaPosel Posel, Mechzol Mechzol Posel, in Israel, is man shall be salving actually ideally. So, as I said before, so according to some Rishonim, it means only if there is a tarubes before they fall down to the mikveh. But if there is no tarubes before fall down to the mikveh, so it's not effective. But, however, the Rambam doesn't explain it that way. The Rambam, here, he explains it that is man shall be salving actually ideally in mikveh is excluding the case where the shulbin falls into the mikveh directly, not through Hamshach. Alright. Hoye mikalchim b'secha mayim directly, in the du'a shenof v'secha in the be'er, aboyim so mayim shirim hachal yod v'secha shlesh lud mayim shulim kosha, in lo'ach bosa. Alright. Now the derash. וכוח הפירו, ועסקם יומיים, וחייגם בפרקים משתתפים, ומקצוסו נוסו איקו. ומראי בן הכושר, כושר, כידו נשאר לו בחוץ הדרך המשוכר, יורדו ונשאר לו בניקר. הויו מקל והויו מקל כנסיך המים, שלו נשאר לו בחוץ, אלא מהלכים לפני עצמו, וכי משובים, וכי הנקשום לפני עצמו, סודן, דס לרש שם. סקונג לרש, the Tanna of this Mishnah holds that Hamshocha is only effective if the Miut of Shuvim is Misarei with the Mikshomim Rov before they went down the Mikveh. But if it's Nimshach separately into the Mikveh, even though it's Miutim, so then Hamshocha is not effective. There's the Rashi down the Mishnah. Even though the Rashi himself doesn't pass for Hilchas like that, because he passes like the Sugi in Gmurad after days, that it doesn't make any difference. But the Tanna of this Mishnah holds that Hamshocha is only effective if it's Misarvu, the Miut of Shuvim, with the Rov of Mikshomim before they fall down the Klap of the Miut. Vimlav Post אף על פי שדרך המשוך יעודו אין סמכות שיסטור ממים שונים ומיקווה, ואף על פי שיעודו מפסיד שישלומים העבור לסוף, וכסוב הרמשוך אין מתאר אסלאו, אף הוא שליש סלוב ומפסיד, ודולו יקרה בזה ביעקב, כסיד פרק כמה, תתנו רדיקומה שהשיבו מתאר אס will be a Baksha. There are very upholds. He doesn't have to be inside and become bottled of Nikshon before it drops into Nikshon. Even if it is Nimshak into Nikshon by itself, so it's also Kashon. Tanya, he said, the Blessed Biakhafen, Yakshi, Gresheshe, Esri, Yakhasoshom, Nikshon, Mawe, Vikate, Vinesim, Yisekhe, Chayes, Riso, Ukisfon, he dumps them, Mawe, the Hotzer, Hoya, bring them so, the Yiftiku, Goy, the Habais, Shayrim. They are doing well, while the water is falling, you know, in the Avia, Habais, because in Magdur Avia, you can only be taken in mind that it is already located on the Karki, but while it's the Avia, you cannot be taken. You cannot be taken. Koyo Reishi Echad Magia Lo Eretz, but suppose one column of water was already standing on the ground, so that column you can be tailor, you can throw in the column in the middle and be matter because it's already big out. But the other column that is not set up on the ground, you cannot be matter because that's the other. Be madun dab, gak shenisla gal, the way shenis pas nayam nano, imadun de. She might do in the area, the Moyoshne Roshin, Nebu Borets, the columns that are already set up on the ground, so they might do it. They might do in the kippe. Kippe means the canopy, the top. So that's the area. And the standing column of water, so that's the karaki. Pirish. The nation is here is a Hagat who pays for the Mahavan the Chotzer. So, in other words, so the Russian of the Tisekhi is, and who is the Mora the Shmais of this Tisekhi, the Rezabi Yaakov, pays for the Mahavan the Chotzer and then they flow into the Be'er. So, doesn't that tend to indicate that only if it's Misari before, and then the totality, the mixture, in which the mute Manshuvim became bottled in the rov of Meishon. So then in total it drops into the mixture in Scotia. But if it's not in Sarov, Bigag, the Chotzer, first, then Hamshach is not affected. That's all right for the time of the Mishnah, because that's the Shikah. But from Rezab Yaakov, Mure says explicitly that Hamshocha is mitaheres birbir ve, I mean that birbir ve Hamshocha, birbir Hamshocha, so it doesn't have to become bottled in Mure before it drops into the mitzvah. So the pshat that he said there couldn't be the dafke in the case of Me'avon Chotzer, and then they drop into the mitzvah, it's kosher. It's kosher even if it drops in the mikveh separately. Lo yishe yisalu v'chotza v'rakein yed lo mikveh. V'seif to ekamo v'tmure, shmayinu lo rabbeh rabbi Yaakov, mikveh sheyeh v'yeshtem v'yachaso mikshomim, v'nao v'kat v'shayes v'so, v'pisko mi mikveh, v'yintay v'nshashire, v'taheres, v'yobir v'amshochem. Alva v'bo yishe yisalu v'chotza mikveh. So, v'hoche kishe v'sasu v'chotza v'makmachen ayah. So where it becomes Nurev, that's the mikveh. Not that it has to be Nurev in the Chotzer and then fall into the Be'er. The Tevushon, only poem when you say, Mashma v'l'chayesh, v'yiskatsu, v'chotzer shem v'shom v'tchilo, v'hakein shubim, v'in shubim v'tchilo, v'hakach v'shom, v'l'cholim v'tayra v'l'bir v'amshom. Because there is a Shittes HaRishenim, is that Hamshoche B'Mimitei is only effective if the Rov of Meishonim came to the mikveh first, and then the Yutesor, the mute of Manchurian Muslim Shah. But suppose first you are Mamshir, you test Saw, Manchurian, and then it starts raining, and Chafalat Saw rains in, so then it's not Kosher. So he says, from this perceptor we see it's not so. It doesn't make any difference whether the Amshochet comes into the mikveh first or the Manchurian. Amshochim come into the mikveh first or the Mishomim come into the mikveh first. Even if the Manchurim Amimshach first into an empty mikveh and then the Mishomim Chapalev saw rain in, so it's also. Ubol Sechabayis Sheil Lehatnu Ben Lacha Shebol Bayis after they rested on the floor of the Bayis. They might build when there are the doors on the bodies. She might build the Avia. The Hochala had sort of the time of the Avia. The few Borets in my building the harbor of Sol Shom. The Mikhail Mitaya Bezechli, Ella Beshbeiren, and here, while it's falling in the Haroa bodies, it's Echli, it's not a trash. So, even if it had been Zechli on the ground that way, so you couldn't be taken. El Mishim Seifanak. Neidim Be'eretz, Madbilim Be'en, Be'isamayim She'neidim Be'eretz. Uchayim, She'yesh Be'eretz Mem So, Yishau Agadim, Yistalfim, Danitzel HaKatafes, Ein Yechimu. Min Hayam, Min Hano, Hoche Tzorech, Mitayim Nevi Madbilim Be'avu, Dimayim Mitayim Be'zechu, Umitayim Nevi Katafes, Mitzik Ein Yechibah, Lohoyo, Yochel Yitzel, the Epsha Shalish Mem Sob Yachad Babel, so you don't have to be sorry from different games. In different games. In other words, what do we see from